Welcome, everybody. Springtime is upon us, and you know what that means. It's time to get outside, hang with friends, and enjoy this incredible place we live in, Music City. We want to guide you to some great brews to enjoy in all your springtime festivities with Lightning 100 Brews in Bloom. Welcome back in, Jason from Lightning in the Morning, joined once again by my good friend Matt Leff from Rhizome Productions, talking about enjoyable beers in this enjoyable time of year. Of course, it's spring.
It's spring.
Spring has sprung. We've got the East Nashville Beer Fest happening.
Tomorrow.
It doesn't sound like you're stressed about it, man.
No, I've got an amazing crew
that helps
me make this all possible.
Everything is in order. So we began this a week ago Monday, and we started with locals.
Yep.
Yazoo. And that's how we're going to wrap things, too. Yeah.
That's right. So another brand new beer from Yazoo. This is a offshoot of Hoppery, which you may all be aware of, but this is their Hazy Hoppery, or Hazy IPA, which is a take on the New England style IPA, which many of you may be popular with. I call it the Haze Craze. And this is soft and juicy. They use Citra, Galaxy, Amarillo, and Bravo hops, so it's got a lot of various hops that impart different flavors.
Yeah.
So let's give it a taste.
Okay.
Nice and soft on the palate, not super bitter, which is the goal with the New England hop. You want it to be very hoppy, but not aggressively bitter, which they've definitely accomplished with this.
Like a happy hoppy.
It's really delicious. And this is double dry hopped. They dry hop it twice, which means when the beer is almost done, they add all the hops into the fermenter to add all the flavors that these hops bring to the table. And this is a great beer.
Cheers, Linus. Cheers.
And of course, Yazoo will be with us tomorrow at the Beer Fest. Both this and Nomad, the beer we tasted last week, will be available, as well as a great lineup of their Embrace the Funk beers. The Hoppery Hazy clocks in at 5.9%. I meant to share that. And available in bottles, but coming soon, cans from Yazoo. Not sure which beers yet. I know Dos Perros and Pale, but we may see more. So stay tuned.
So in addition to the Yazoo Hoppery Hazy, we actually sampled the Nomad.
That's right. We had a Nomad Hoppy Wheat, which was delicious.
And then, these are just a couple of the beers. And let's kind of give a quick recap of all the beers that we've sampled and talked a little bit about during this Brews in Bloom series as we lead up to the East Nashville Beer Fest coming up tomorrow.
That's right. So we had the Terrapin Luau Crunkles.
Luau Crunkles,
IPA,
which is fun to say.
Great beer. We had the Oscar Blues Guns N' Rosé, Prairie Standard, the Sierra Nevada Sierra Veza, High Wire Hop Circus No. 5, the St. Bernardus Belgian Wit, Monday Nights Blind Pirate Imperial IPA, the Brooklyn Summer Pale Ale, one of my favorites, and that's it.
That's it. That's just what we've done here at Brews in Bloom. You can sample many more beers than that.
That's right. We will have over 150 unique beers at the East Nashville Beer Fest on Saturday, including all the breweries we spoke about the past 2 weeks, plus many more from all over the United States and abroad.
It's going to be even more fun than these Brews and Bloom segments have been. Thanks so much, Matt. It's always
it's a
blast to hang out, and you always bring beer, and looking forward to seeing it tomorrow out in East Park.
Can't wait for Saturday, and look forward to doing our summer beer series.
That will do it for Brews in Bloom, brewed by Lippmann Brothers, Rhizome Productions, and Lightning 100. You can hear this edition and all the previous editions of Brews in Bloom on demand over at our website, lightning100.com. Cheers.
Cheers.